Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
Radio you can touch.
This is The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
We'll talk a lot today as soon as Jeff is capable.
Jeff Lutz.
You're not making any sense.
Oh, that's true.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Thursday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz and Jeff Lutz co-hosting. Max Bauer is our producer and engineer. 869-1240 is the phone number. You can give us a call almost any time. Not right now. I gotta check on the well-being of my son.
Don't even worry about it.
What are you guys? Why are you angry with me? All I did was check on your well-being.
Just don't even worry about it, okay?
I mean, 20 innings now without a run?
Just don't even worry about it. It's just what it is.
Well, I'm not worried about it.
They either win tonight or the season's over. There's nothing really to discuss. They lost yesterday. It sucked. They might lose today, and it'll suck a lot more. Or they might win today, and Saturday will suck. Or they might win today and win Saturday. What do we know? There's nothing.
You've allowed baseball to take control of your life.
Not really. I don't think that's the case.
Really? You don't think so?
I almost dread watching this game. I really don't even want to.
Well, because your team's not hitting. There's nothing worse than watching a team that just can't. I mean, you left eight guys on yesterday, or eight guys. You were 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. I dealt with that all year. Cardinals were only better than the White Sox in hitting with runners in scoring position. There's nothing more aggravating.
These people on the message board. Well, it's bad sequencing, and their batting average with balls in play was lower than ours. So it'll shut up. Either you win or you lose.
The Tigers have a good young team.
They're not that good, okay?
They're not that good, but they're good. They're salty and those pitchers they bring in one after the other.
If the Tigers were down 2-1, we'd be with the Guardians. They're salty. None of that.
Salty.
None of that means anything.
They're not salty right now. They're not getting any clutch hits. Jose Ramirez looks terrible. He's not the only star that's looking terrible in the playoffs, but when your star can't do anything, it drags the team down.
They're putting too much on him.
Who's tried to tell you all year?
All these pinch hitters, and let's go to, matchups in the first inning. Like, you know that's not going to work out because you're going to have terrible matchups later. And
that was a brilliant stroke by A.J. Hint.
Was it?
Yes. Look what it did
Prepare.
To you. Look what it did to
Prepare.
You.
Prepare. How about that? Instead of
How about
a guy,
getting hitters who can hit right or left-handers?
Well, that's
back in my day. That's what we used to do.
We platoon two positions.
Well, we had pinch hitters
because we platoon
or switch hitters.
So you can't even listen to an argument.
No, I'm telling you.
So because we platoon two positions.
Well, you shouldn't platoon them.
We shouldn't platoon anybody.
Either a guy can hit or he can't.
That's dumb, and you know it. Stop. I mean, if you're going to make some arguments, try to sound intelligent.
I am so intelligent.
There should be no platoons
in baseball. You know that
in
the four games yesterday, I put yesterday. You're not supposed to say that word with the emphasis on day, but I am for this reason.
I didn't hear.
The four games yesterday, guess how many pitchers combined were used in those four games?
Well, the Dodgers
games?
Had eight. The Tigers had probably seven or eight. The Guardians had five or six.
Seven. 48 pitchers.
Okay. Why couldn't I work it out?
Because nobody wants to hear a guy do math. 48 pitchers in four games yesterday used. You talk about how a game has changed and how the game changes from the regular season to the postseason. Now, a lot of teams are relying on their bullpens. But you saw the Dodgers with a bullpen game shut out the Padres. You saw the Tigers in a bullpen game shut out the Guardians.
Why even have a regular season at this point?
That's not supposed to happen, is it?
I don't know. Why
are bullpens supposed to go all nine innings and shut the team down?
Well, if you have 9 one-inning guys that are really good, sure, why not? That's why baseball is hard. Why even have a regular season at this point? What's the point of the regular season? Because the game is different. The outcome is a flip of a coin. There's no reason to have a regular season.
It's fun to have the regular season.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
I hate it.
You hate everything right now.
I may never watch another regular season baseball game
again. You hate everything right now.
Kind
of,
yeah.
When Vierling made the stab of the shot in the third, how did you react to that? I was
poorly.
Listening to Tom Hamilton. Who I enjoy listening to, by the way.
Why don't you just watch the ball game?
I was in my car. And he was distraught, almost.
Well, everybody was.
But you know what? He also praised Vierling. I like announcers like that.
Well, you would love Tom Hamilton. You never give him any credit because I like him.
No, I'm giving him credit. I haven't
listened
a lot to him.
Now that you've listened to him.
I like announcers who give the other team credit.
He calls it like it is. He's obviously pro-Guardians, but he's
had a good series.
He's fine.
You don't like any of them. I understand that.
No, I'm just tired of them. I'm tired of looking at Jake Rogers' stupid mustache. Here comes Will Vest.
Well, he'd shut you down.
No one knows who that is. That's stupid. Way to market the game. Let's bring Bo Brisky in and Will Vest.
Well, you know what? They're making names for
themselves.
Nine
people will watch it.
Congratulations to the Tigers for getting this far. And A.J. Hinch is a brilliant manager.
Oh, please.
He is.
Anybody could do that.
He's a brilliant manager.
No, he's not. Anybody could do that.
No, not.
And when he did it in game one, we scored 5 runs in the first. There's no brilliance.
He's brilliant.
You either win or you don't. There's nothing.
And you haven't hardly scored since.
That's not on A.J. Hinch.
20 innings. Good grief, man. Get a hit. The Mets got a hit. Your former guy, Francisco Lindor, with a dramatic, and I mean dramatic, grand slam. He almost knew he was going to do it. But even so, that was fun to watch because that crowd just went nuts. And that, man, the Phillies got to figure something out. What they've got to do, and they tried this year, but they'll trade for Ryan Helsley and give us the farm. Thoughts?
No idea. No idea. No
anyway,
idea
the
if
Phillies,
they have a farm.
The Phillies are home. They're the only team so far that's home.
In this round, yes.
We'll see if any of the teams go home tonight, the Royals or the Guardians. They're both on the ropes with game four in Detroit. You've got another, who knows what Detroit's going to do pitching-wise.
Reese Olson, they'll probably ride him.
You've got your ace. Good luck.
And if it's tomorrow, it shouldn't be Matthew Boyd. Even though he pitched well in game one, we got to combat their bullpen with our bullpen and go.
Well, Scooble's going tomorrow.
Right. I'm saying combat I shouldn't have said their bullpen, but combat their pitching with what we do best, and that's maybe start Andrew Walters or...
Why not Boyd starting?
Don't like it, because then you feel like you have to give him two or three innings.
No, you don't. Look what the Tigers did. They started,
Vogt's not like
that. They started a guy who got through the first inning on six pitches, took him out, went to the bullpen, never looked back.
Well, Alex Cobb getting to... face those left-handers a second time was a terrible decision. And, you know, nothing worked out for the guards yesterday. Maybe it will today.
Well, I wish you the best. Meanwhile, an unsuspecting villain in Kansas City last night. Not really. Giancarlo Stanton has all kinds of abilities. He's been a great hitter for a long time. But, man, he hit some rockets, including the go-ahead home run against the Royals. And the Yankees held on. And the Royals aren't hitting much.
Correct. It's hard in the postseason.
Not for the Mets, Phillies, Dodgers, and Padres.
The Phillies didn't hit that well.
Yeah, they got, you know what I'm saying.
And the Padres had one good inning yesterday, and then,
no,
you know.
The Dodgers. The Padres had no good innings yesterday.
I'm talking about two nights ago when they had five in one inning and didn't score the rest of the way.
And then shut out.
Yeah, I'm going to be angry the rest of the show. I don't like anything. I don't like anything.
I had Joel T. Lamerno here yesterday. He was a ray of sunshine.
This has been an absolutely exhausting week.
He was a ray of sunshine.
He sounded great.
And that's what I'm looking for.
Did he bring me this puck?
He brought me that puck.
I'll probably go ahead and...
No, I'll keep that puck.
No, I kind of like this puck.
No, you're not taking the puck.
Well, why wouldn't he bring me a puck?
Well, because the puck's not yours. That's why.
Should be.
By the way, the Thunder, opening night, October 18th against the Kansas City Mavericks, 7:05 drop. Is that how you say it?
Puck drop, yeah.
No, drop. We know what you drop.
No.
You can get the opening night four-pack, four tickets, and a $10 merchandise voucher by visiting WichitaThunder.com. Opening night coming up a week from Friday. All right. What else did I hit everything? I think I hit everything. Bobby Witt finally got a hit, but not enough. And Luke Weaver, of all people. Let's talk about Luke Weaver for a minute.
Because he's a former Cardinal.
Speaking of Cardinals,
rough decision yesterday to go with Cardinals talk. I heard from many number of people that said, what's Bob doing?
No, you didn't hear
in the middle of these playoffs with the Royals and the Yankees.
And we touched on the Royals. Did you not hear that?
Aren't we headed right toward a Subway Series? Isn't that what's going
to
happen?
Who called you to talk about Bernie?
Nobody called me, but I just heard from...
Who? Who'd you hear from?
People texted, people...
Give me an example.
People messaged.
Read one of the texts.
Okay.
Now, I mean, be legitimate with it.
Oh, I sure will.
Because Bernie's a fantastic guest, and we talked about the playoffs.
Okay. Bob doing Cardinals talk with a Cards guest in the middle of these beautiful playoffs that the Cards aren't in.
These beautiful playoffs?
That the Cards aren't in.
Who texted
I'm
you that?
I'm not going to give you that person. I don't.
Is it someone I know? And they use the word beautiful playoffs?
Yeah.
What kind of a geek is it?
Oh, this guy could absolutely...
I'd fight him tonight.
Kick your ass.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd fight him in the middle of the street.
It would not go well for you.
Who is it?
I don't think you're, you are Facebook friends with him.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Throw him under the bus.
I would never, unless he tells me I can, because again, this guy, I'll show you his picture.
All right.
He could just destroy you.
What a punk. Puffing out his chest.
Ramones guy. I love him.
Do I know him?
No, I don't think so.
And you know what? Whoever you are texting my son when he's not on the show to criticize me, man up. I'm here.
Well, maybe he'll call. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what his situation is.
Here's what I want people to
do. Maybe he listened on delay or something.
I want him to man up.
Well,
I manned up by talking to Bernie Miklas. Didn't you think it was a good interview?
I didn't listen to it. I only listened to the top of the hour segments.
Really?
I do the interviews. That wasn't necessary.
You don't like interviews?
I don't need to listen to them when I'm not on the show. Do I? Were there good interviews yesterday? How'd Mike Furches do? How'd Joel T. do? Did he ask questions?
Joel T. was fine. Joel T. did very well. It was a good show. I always run a good show here.
Do you think they need an official score? Is that a thing in hockey?
You don't need to do that. Stay home once in a while.
I will.
You're really missing your daughter, aren't you?
Not necessarily.
You are, aren't you?
Just miss being around people.
What? I can't believe I heard you say that.
I like going to those games.
I thought
games.
You liked being out in the boondocks where nobody
I miss being around like people. I like work. I like things like that. Going to a Thunder game.
Don't you work?
Yeah.
I guess
I miss the wind surge. Is that
who you missing?
I miss the wind surge, folks.
Give me a name of someone you miss.
Oh, I miss Fred. I love Fred. Fred
you
doesn't
couldn't sound more pathetic.
Fred doesn't
right?
know how much I love him because I.
Why don't you tell him?
I do, but I also poke at him a lot.
Well, Fred probably doesn't like that.
He doesn't. I don't think he would never say it, but I don't
you
think
know,
he likes
my one of my favorite characters, and I hope Ted Woodward's listening. It's not Ted, although he is one of my favorite characters. But the guy who used to run the scoreboard at Lawrence Stadium back in the day, when the Wranglers were playing, gosh, maybe even there, I think it was the Wranglers, was a guy named Joe Blick. Have you ever heard me talk about Joe Blick?
I've probably heard the name before.
And Joe Blick was one of the most entertaining people, just an old school guy. Had a voice that was, you just couldn't get enough of Joe Blick. Every night you went over there, you wanted to see Joe Blick. You wanted to talk to Joe Blick. You wanted to hear what he had to say. And just one of those guys that you meet at the ballpark and you really cherish. Is Fred in that category for you?
Of course. I love Fred. He's one of my favorites.
Well, do you call him?
I don't call him.
Have you talked to him since the season ended?
We're on the text thread with all the other wind surge people. He's chimed in.
Have you asked him out on a date? I mean, come on.
I told him we're going to go to lunch, and I might even bring him on the air sometime. Because he's a
How old is Fred?
He's a baseball historian.
How old is Fred?
I think he's a year or two older than you.
Do you have any? Does he have my knowledge?
Yes, beyond.
Wait a minute. He's kidding, right?
No, I am not. I don't think I am.
You're kidding, right?
He comes up with stuff that it sounds like somebody just popping off. And every time he says something, it's true. It really happened. He had 39 home runs in 1972. I'm like, what?
You're kidding, right?
You're not
picking Fred over me.
Fred is a fountain of knowledge.
You're saying Fred knows more baseball than I do.
It's possible.
Well, that's just
we need to get a competition going between you.
Well, let's do a game.
You and Fred.
Let's do a game someday,
maybe Tuesday.
By the way, I'm scheduled to go to the Mays JV soccer game today.
Today? Are you going to do that?
I just sent Duda a text. He's not going to be able to call in today, he says.
That's upsetting.
He's at regionals. Avery just qualified for state.
That's impressive.
And
That's awesome.
He put 5 exclamation points and 2 smiley faces.
What?
After that. Avery's at regionals and just qualified for state. 5 exclamation points and 2 big smiles.
Wow.
Emojis.
Well, if she already qualified, can he call?
Well, I don't know. They're probably celebrating.
I don't know what they're doing.
She's in the state tennis
tournament. So is he not going to the game tonight?
I don't know. I'll need to clarify, but I texted him, and I said, it's hot. I said, dude, it's hot. And
that was your kind of...
I included a couple of exclamation points.
Well, you kind of have to with
Duda. Do you think he took that to mean, Bob's not coming?
Yes. Of course he did.
On the flip side of that, do you think he'll be really disappointed if I don't?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
He didn't give me any indication with this. He just said LOL, which he loves to LOL.
He does?
I'm probably not going to be able to call in today for the picks. Avery's at regionals and just qualified for state. 5 exclamation points.
Maybe he doesn't even remember that you're supposed to go to the game today.
But I said, dude, it's hot. That has a clear meaning, doesn't it?
Obviously not to him. because he went right into regionals. Where are regionals? And did she qualify as a single or as a double?
I don't know where he is for regionals.
We kind of need to know
some
of this.
He might be in Salina, for all I know. But my here's what I want you to answer. My dude, it's hot, should be interpreted as, well, Bob's probably not coming.
It should.
But do you think it was?
I don't. It doesn't look like it.
How bad would it be if I didn't go?
I mean, pretty bad.
Do you not know how hot it is?
It's not that hot. I mean, it's not.
It's 85 degrees.
It's not super comfortable out there, but it's not like it's brutal.
But it's supposed to be in the 60s at this time of the year. You understand?
Would you go if it was 61?
Oh, absolutely.
You would.
I'd put on a jacket, I'd go, I'd be so enthusiastic.
Still trying to...
But I don't know. Here's what we have for you. Ronnie DeGray from Wichita State Basketball will join us after the break. We'll talk about the Shockers. They are zeroing in on their opener. And we'll see what Ronnie DeGray, one of the returnees to Shocker basketball, thinks of what he's been able to accomplish so far and what his team might be able to accomplish. At 2:45, Shelby Werman, the head football coach at Cheney. They are unbeaten, coming off a 3A state championship. We'll catch up with Shelby at 2:45. And then picks coming up in hour number two. Too bad Duda can't call in. He won them. He won the picks last week with a season high for anybody, 35 points.
Impressive.
We'll be back.
By the way, they're in Derby.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Let's get to Ronnie DeGray from Wichita State Basketball. Ronnie is a returning player, had a nice season last year. We're all very excited about the beginning of college basketball. It won't be long. Ronnie, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Doing great. So I guess the obvious question to start with is, you've been around this team. You know what the returning players are like. You've been around the newcomers now. What's your level of excitement?
Super excited. Can't wait for the season to start, but we have a bunch of great group of guys this year that, you know, really like to compete and get after it. So I think it's going to be a really good season for us this year.
How How'd you kind of spend your off season? I guess that question becomes more important when, you know, programs change all the time and guys are kind of in and out. What was your off season spent mostly on? And I guess as part of that, since you're one of the guys who have stayed, what do you really appreciate about Wichita State?
So this off season really spent a lot of time working with Coach Quincy Acey, you know, on and off court with just knowledge, you know, from him playing the NBA, you know, him having a long tenure playing professionally, but just, you know, working my game from, you know, consistently shooting outside and just becoming a better ball handler, just to give, you know, guards outlets, you know, when teams pressure. And learn from Coach Quincy Acey about, you know, how his, you know, mental, you know, change and just his tenaciousness about everything. But for Wichita State, what was the second question? I'm sorry. What was that again?
Just now that you've been there a little while and spent the year playing, what do you like about the program, the school, the city, and everything like that?
Love the program. Just a bunch of coaches that want to see guys improve and take next steps, but a bunch of coaches that they don't just see you as a basketball player. They see you as a person they want to lead to become great young men one day. You know, obviously we're here to play basketball, but they want to see it succeed in life outside of just basketball. And just how welcoming the Wichita State community is to players like me that returned. And, you know, every time I go out, I see fans. They just tell me how much it means for me to stay, which, you know, it's a rarity nowadays in college basketball with the transfer portal and everything. But just, you know, the gratitude that they show me and just how much the people care about Wichita basketball and how much people just want us to succeed, and they're willing to do the things to help this program get to the next level.
Ronnie DeGray III with us. Wichita State basketball had a season last year in which he averaged 5.8 points and 3.5 rebounds coming off the bench for Wichita State. We expect your role to increase this season. Tell us about your improvement as a player. You talked a little bit about working with Coach Acey and how that's helped you. What are the other areas you feel like you need to improve on? And then my second part of the question, this is a team that did not shoot the ball very well from the three-point line, and you've lost Colby Rogers, who did shoot it well. He's now at Memphis. Do you like the guys that have been brought in to kind of reinforce that perimeter shooting?
Definitely with bringing guys in that can help space the floor out. Coach Moses definitely, you know, wanted us to play at a faster pace compared to last year. So there definitely is going to be more spacing and a lot more consistent shooters this year. So I think it's going to really improve for us. And just, you know, like I said, like working on my game, just, you know, being consistent each and every night. I think towards the end of the season, I started, you know, just finding my role from, you know, having to sit out the first half of the season and just getting comfortable with, you know, what where I fit with the new guys from last year. But, you know, just like I said, just being consistent, shooting the ball with confidence. But I think – and all generosity, I think this team will be able to, you know, space the floor with, you know, newcomers like AJ and Corey Washington and Justin Hill. I think they're going to be really great additions to helping us win this year.
So you're one of those guys that's kind of seen as a dirty work guy. You'll go after loose balls. Obviously, rebounding is important to you. How much does a role like that mean to you? Do you ever feel pigeonholed by it? Do you ever want to expand your role, or is that something that you've really become comfortable with?
I mean, you know, sometimes there's things that aren't always statted in winning, you know, but I've never shied away from being able to go do the dirty work or, you know, go guard the best player. Like, I take full pride in that. Of course, you know, you want to improve, you know, other aspects in your game so you can, you know, keep on being versatile. But I don't care too much about the glory. But as long as, you know, we're winning and, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, contributing to that, that's all that really matters to me, honestly.
Ronnie DeGray Sr. spending some time with us here on the show today. We're talking
the third. The third.
Sorry. Yes, your apologies to your dad on that one. Shockers open with an exhibition game against Emporia State on the 27th of this month. Open the regular season on the road, interestingly, at Western Kentucky. Home opener November 9th against Montana State. So this is a veteran team. There's a lot of seniors, of which you're one, a lot of fifth-year players as well. But who are maybe some of the one or two of the young guys that you think could figure out how to make an impact on a team that's really loaded with veteran guys?
I believe Zion Pimpkin, you know, the young freshman guard. He's been, you know, learning the ropes from Justin Hill and Bijan Dortez and Xavier Bell. So him just, you know, taking in information and just how hard he plays defensively, you know, he's going to be able to impact, you know, from a role with a lot of older guys. I also think TJ Williams, you know, learning from, you know, me, Corey, Washington, and just, you know, the coaches, he's going to make a big leap this year.
You know, you've been in the you transferred a couple times from Massachusetts to Missouri and then to Wichita State. How do you feel like that has changed your life experience? What may you have missed out on if you didn't get to see different parts of the country or have those different experiences? Is that something that you reflect on at all?
I reflect on just, you know, the people I was with, and just the opportunities to where basketball can take you and, you know, playing at the highest stages in, you know, college basketball. But I feel like at the end of the day, you know, things always happen for a reason. I don't, you know, regret going to any of those places. I know I've learned a lot from multiple people, and you know, I'm grateful for everything that happens. But I think just, you know, you learn from where you've been and, you know, the new places, and you kind of just take on old stuff from the new stuff and kind of combine them together to, you know, just learn and excel.
Ronnie DeGray the third with us. So we have a guy on the show from time to time, Jason Duda, and he always asks people about restaurants. So you're now a kind of a veteran of Wichita. If somebody called you right now and said, hey, Ronnie, I want to go eat tonight somewhere, where should we go? Where would you go?
It depends what you're in the mood for. But are we talking about sitting down?
What are you in the mood for?
Sitting? Are we talking about sitting down, or are we just talking about like a...
No, it's where would you go? It doesn't matter what it is. It might be Quick Trip, man.
I like this on the west side. It's called Mr. Taco. It's a real authentic tacos, cash only. But when I order, it's like I got to keep on coming back. I love that place.
Is that a food truck or a restaurant or a building?
It's a real small building. You know, you gotta you can call to order or you can walk in. You know, they make it in front of you, but it's really good.
That sounds pretty good. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and get a little inkling about what Shocker basketball is looking like. I know fans are curious. There's a great mix of returning players and newcomers. It's an intriguing team on paper. We'll get to see you on the floor here very soon. Ronnie, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
You bet. Thanks. Ronnie DeGray, the third from Wichita State basketball out of Parker, Colorado.
Yes, he is.
It's interesting to think about this team. I mean, we haven't seen any of these guys play, but they come with fairly good pedigrees. They're veteran players. They've had success at the Division I level. And now Paul Mills brings them together, and we'll see what he can do with them.
Yeah, and it feels like he got the guys that he was going after. Not to speak poorly of anyone who's been a Shocker in the past, but it seems like he really scrambled to recruit last year, especially in the transfer portal. This year it was more methodical. He had more time. And it appears that he got the guys he was targeting.
You just hope the guys that are freshmen, like he mentioned, T.J. Williams and what's the other kid's name?
Zion Pipkin.
You hope they understand that their playing time might not be tremendous this year because there's so many veteran players on this team. And then I worry, you know me, gosh, are they going to get disgruntled and hit the transfer portal?
I can't speak for Zion Pipkin because I've never been around the kid, but T.J. Williams I don't think is that type of guy. I mean, you never know.
Well, they're going to be thrust into a big, big role next year because of all the seniors on this team.
And T.J. Williams has a torn meniscus, so we'll see.
Well, hopefully he's back.
When he's able to get
you got
back
A.J. McGinnis, senior, fifth year. Xavier Bell, senior. Ronnie DeGray, senior. Zane Meeks, grad student, senior. He's done after this year. Justin Hill, senior, fifth year. Quincy Ballard, senior. Matej Bojnak, senior.
He might be a junior.
He's a senior.
But he might be a junior.
He might be a senior.
They're trying to reclassify him.
Harlan Beverly, redshirt senior. Bijan Cortez, senior. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I could have figured it out, but thank you.
This is for the listeners.
Oh, okay.
You're a lost cause. I can still educate the listeners.
Then he'll have a lot of work to do, Paul Mills, next year to once again fill out the roster.
Even you were educated a little bit.
But I think Zion Pipkin and T.J. Williams, when and if healthy, will be able to find opportunities and chances to make an impact. That's what I believe.
Well, the communication I'm having with Duda right now is confusing to me. He's gotten my hint, but I don't know if he's unhappy or not. We'll see.
All right.
Hopefully
he's
got
to be listening to the show right now, doesn't he?
I don't know if he is or not. He's probably at Derby eating at Pizza John's.
He should be if he was smart.
If I'm ever in Derby, and I'm there once in a while, I grew up there.
You did?
Yeah.
Back about when?
You know what? You know when?
Early 50s?
And the best, just fantastic times.
They were.
I never had a bad moment in Derby.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Nobody romanticizes their childhood the way you do.
You're pathetic.
Why?
Why do you drag people down?
What do you mean?
Lift them up, man.
I thought that was a compliment.
Shelby Wehrman joins us, the head football coach at Cheney. Hello, Shelby.
Good evening, or good afternoon, I guess. Boy, day's going fast.
See, you were thinking about tonight being the night.
Tonight, that's right.
You got ahead of yourself a little bit there.
Exactly.
So, Cheney off to a 5-0 start, now 18 wins in a row for this football program. You've done wonders with it. We've congratulated you. You're coming off a state championship. But the wheels never stop turning. The grind never ends. Tell us about your football team and how you're making inroads every day.
Oh, it's definitely a different team. And so, you know, I think we're still learning where we're going to best fit and be with each other. And you're right. The grind doesn't stop. It doesn't feel any easier this year than last year by any means. And so we're still going. I don't know how good we can be. I don't know how good we are at this point right now. You always wonder about the quality of the teams you've played and how they match up. So we're still trying to get better as we go.
Yeah, you have had a few games that on paper look like they might be challenges. But you've won all of your games pretty easily. Does that reflect more on what you have become as a program? Do you feel like you're more dominant even than you were last year, or is it the alternative that maybe, well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to downplay any teams.
Yeah. No, exactly. Well, you know, last week, case in point here, I think, we go up to Hoisington, who last year was in the state final game in 2A. They have a very good team. Now, they've had a few injuries, and we have too, but score ends 47-18. So, you know, that looks like a pretty big spread. But I did not feel like we won the game by that much, because going through and reflecting on the game, we didn't make them punt one time. They had five turnovers, and then we got two kickoffs that bounced our way, and we recovered two kickoffs. So as you go and look through, they play a clean game, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, are we neck and neck? Do we come out on top even? It's tough to know because they averaged, I mean, their offensive stats were pretty close to ours, averaging about 5-6 yards a carry. And, you know, they had big plays and we had big plays. So it's hard to know. Without the turnover battles kind of muddying up the end of the game, how good your team is.
Shelby Werman, our guest, the head football coach at Cheney. So I've been around a bunch of football coaches in my life. I've always been intrigued by coaches, but really especially football coaches. There seem to be two kinds of head coaches. You may agree or disagree, but there's the rah-rah motivational guy, and then there's the analytical guy, and I've seen both have tremendous success. You seem like, Shelby, just from talking to you, more on the analytical side. Is that an accurate assessment? And if it is, who takes on that motivational part?
I'd say I'm more the analytical. You might just say our team struggles with the rah-rah stuff. We're not, I don't know if anybody really takes it on. The kids do. I try to give that to the kids, but of course obviously try to motivate them and do a little rah-rah, but I wouldn't say that that's any part of the program's strong suit here.
Are there those kind of coaches still around? Because in my era, I went to Derby with maybe the epitome of the rah-rah coach, Jim Davey, who was there at the time, and then he built a juggernaut at Wichita Southeast High School. He was all about the rah-rah, and then he had a guy on his staff, his right-hand guy, by the name of Dennis Cavalier, who was completely just a brainiac when it comes to football, and that combination worked very well. Do you still see that? Are there the rah-rah guys still around?
I think it is. For example, we played Wichita East C team on our JV squad Monday night. Hoisington had too many injuries. They couldn't play us. So, you know, they come over, and it's quite the dichotomy between East and Cheney, of course. That's just the student demographic even. But, you know, their whole sideline was loud. And it's kind of like the city mouse and the country mouse. You know, they're all rah-rah over there and coaching up hard. And we're over on our side kind of talking through things and coaching up that way. So it's still there. And I'm sure it just kind of depends where the better fit is with the area, the demographic. But both places definitely have their place in the game. Football's an intense game, and if you don't feel the intensity or the emotion to go out and play hard, then you're not going to perform as well as you would otherwise. And obviously, if you don't know what you're doing, then you're not going to perform well. But yeah, it's all encompassing, I think.
Yeah, so you had a guy last year, Jack Voth, who whenever you needed a play made, you probably were going to find a way to get the ball in his hands. So how do you have to? How much or how little do you have to change an offense? Obviously, you have your quarterback back, Josh Burdick, so that helps a lot. You have obviously a ton of playmakers. But when you lose a guy like that, is it next man up? Do you try to fill that role with three or four people? Do you immediately trust maybe one guy with those credentials, or how do you go about kind of filling that hole?
That's a good question, because it definitely did feel like, yeah, last year we could kind of pull the Jack Voth card and he would come through. This year it's been a little bit more difficult to discern who's that guy. And so I think, yeah, we've kind of steered a little bit more towards the fill that hole with three or four guys. And we have several quality kids able to do that, but it's just a matter of, you know, do we have that actual guy, or do we need to just play better team football and let each man have their own opportunities so that, you know, keep the defense off balance that way. So it's we're still kind of trying to figure out where we fit best in that regard.
A couple of moments here left with Shelby Werman, the head football coach at Cheney. So you played two legendary games against Andale last season. You came back to win both of them. They are such a strong football program. How much of the spring and summer did you spend thinking about those games, and how much they really put Cheney football on the map, and how much it raised the stakes for football at Cheney? Because those were such impressive wins. Heck, if they'd happened at a higher level, we'd be looking at a 30-for-30 on them. Were they in your? Did you give them much thought in the off season?
You know, I a little bit, not a whole lot, just because kind of always on the on the mindset that if we had a quote this year in our scouting report, that, you know, it's a part of my motivation approach, but the quote was, even if you're on the right track and you just sit there, you're going to get run over. So it's, you know, referring to train tracks, and the train's coming, and so you better be moving, otherwise the train's going to run over you. And that's kind of the way it is in sports and athletics, in my opinion. If you get comfortable, then you're not going to get better, and you're going to get run over next time. So I'm kind of looking forward to maybe retirement days or something when I have time to sit back and think and reflect and enjoy those. But it's just kind of been a push forward and try to get the kids to where we need to be to compete this year.
So I had a coaching question for you, because you're a high school coach, obviously, and it's only a 4-year, you know, excursion, but these kids change a lot between 14 and 18. So how much control do you feel like you have over a player's development in high school? Because it might just click at really any time. So are there keys to speeding up that process, or do you kind of just have to wait for nature to do it in some ways?
Yes to both of those. You know, you try to teach the kids the techniques of the game and the tools to play the game well, and then you wait for Mother Nature to kick in and get that testosterone flowing, where they put on the muscle and they put on the weight and they get more speed. So, you know, we had a kid last year that hardly played at all his junior year, and as the season went on last year, he just got better and better and better, and state game, had his best game of the year. And then, you know, actually have his little brother this year. He's a junior, and it's very similar. I mean, he just getting better as the year goes on, and I think he's just finally starting to hit that maturity level and that developmental level. So that's what's really exciting to see about a lot of the kids, and you get that in high school. You don't typically get that in college with kids just hitting that puberty area and just understanding what they can do physically. So it is exciting for high school kids, but it can also be frustrating for coaches, because you could have a really good kid, but man, he just, you know, doesn't have all the skills that some other kid has, and it's kind of tough to see those kids not have more success just based on the athletic development level, but it's fun to see kids develop and get better.
Shelby, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for making it work today. Best of luck. Cheney at home on Friday night against Chaparral. We appreciate your time and thoughts.
Thank you. Nice to be on.
Thanks.
All right, Shelby Werman, head football coach at Cheney. We'll take a break. We've got an hour to go. We'll have picks coming up in hour number two. We don't know about Duda or Anthony. Anthony's work schedule has kind of changed.
A little bit.
So we hope to hear from both of them in some capacity.
Well, that'd be nice.
There's no reason at all why Jason Duda, whose daughter has now solidified her spot in the class 4A,
4A,
5A, 6A, 6A. State tournament in tennis, the celebration can be put on hold for a few minutes.
Maybe. I don't know what his mindset will be. Maybe he's in Philadelphia.
Maybe. We'll be back.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.